Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you again today, continuing to share with you the Word of God and specifically talking about overcoming soul realm problems. It is so important that you watch the area of the soul because that's where the battleground is with the enemy. The enemy is looking to bring forth destruction. He seeks after your soul. He waits after your soul. He is looking to get you to yield to sin so that he can bring you into bondage. When your soul comes out of prison, you'll be set free. You'll praise the Lord. You'll walk in victory. Don't let the enemy have place. Now, we talked about you got to watch the words you hear, got to watch the words you speak. You need to not be discouraged because of the way of the Lord or speak against God. You need to be sure that you're not touching the unclean thing. You need to watch that you don't sin against Him through disobedience to His Word, otherwise you wrong your own soul. Keep your soul filled up with the things of God. Overcome the temptation, or leanness will come into your soul. Be sure that you are filling yourself up with the Word. Otherwise, you'll have heaviness because of what's going on from the enemy bringing attacks against your soul. Because the way you're going to deal successfully with temptation is you're going to speak the Word. It is written. And you're going to resist that enemy, and you're not going to give place to him. If you refuse instruction, you actually hate your soul. Instead, hearken to the voice of the Lord. Don't have an idle soul. Be a doer and a hearer of the Word. Watch your tongue. If you watch your tongue, then you will stop your soul from having troubles. Stay away from the angry person. Stay away from the furious person. Otherwise, you'll learn his ways. It'll bring a snare to your soul. Come out of the ways of the world. It will deliver your soul if you stay away from it. Otherwise, it'll bring you into bondage. The enemy uses worldly pursuits to bring you into bondage. Watch that you don't let yourself be falling into that. Of course, we want to get ourselves filled up with the Word. We want to obey His Word. We want to maintain hope. Remember, hope is the anchor of your soul. We were talking about fleshly lusts that war against your soul. It's important that you overcome the lust of the flesh. If you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the Spirit. You walk in the Spirit by walking in line with the Word. Think, what does the Word say about this situation? What does the Word say about what I'm thinking about, what I'm focusing upon? What does the Word say about the words that I'm speaking? Am I speaking in line with God's Word, or am I speaking a bunch of doubt and unbelief or negativism or things that are not from the Lord? Also, watch the words of others that will subvert your soul. It is important that you learn to obey the truth. And we were seeing a scripture that we want to bring up again today. The Lord has quickened me to share this with you again. 1 Peter 1, verse 22. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth. It is very important that you get a hold of this principle. You purify your soul in obeying the truth through the Spirit. When you obey the truth, you are walking by the Spirit, you are walking in the realm of the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the flesh, the lust of the flesh, and you actually purify your soul. We've got to learn to do the Word, obey the truth of God's Word. Choose to obey the Word of God from your mind, renewed to the truth, and then you will purify your soul so the enemy will not have any place in you. If you don't watch, if you, like it says in 2 Peter 2:14, if you have eyes full of adultery, you won't be able to cease from sin. You'll continue to yield to that thing. In fact, it talks about you have an unstable soul. God does not want unstable souls. He wants you stable. And remember that scripture in Luke chapter 21, verse 19. In your patience, that means steadfastness and constancy. In your patience and your steadfastness in hearing and doing the Word and obeying the Word and speaking the Word, thinking on the Word, you will possess your soul. And we've got to keep the enemy from getting to the realm of our soul. Remember 3 John 2, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, but it's going to be in proportion to the prosperity of your soul. Now, what specific things can bring bondage into the area of your soul? It's important that we realize how the enemy is at work in you, specifically, practically in your life. Bitterness is one thing that brings damage to your soul. You know, in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 15, the Bible talks about how, what is bitterness going to do? Bitterness is going to bring destruction in the realm of that soul. It talks about the root of bitterness springing up will trouble you, and many will be defiled. Not only yourself, but many will be defiled. We saw how Hannah was in the bitterness of soul because she didn't see the promise come to pass. In Isaiah 38, he had bitterness of soul, and he lost his peace. He had great bitterness. But God, of course, in love to his soul, delivered it when the sin was dealt with in his life, when he confessed it. What does God say? Ephesians 4:31 says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice." God wants you to let go of that bitterness. If you had circumstances in your life that have caused you to be bitter, bitter in a marriage, bitter in a relationship, bitter towards the children, bitter in situations in employment, God does not want that bitterness coming into you. You need to look to the Lord. God is your source. He's your strength. He will be with you in time of trouble. He will deliver you. Don't be bitter over things that have failed in your life. Get your eyes upon the Lord. You know, failures in the past, they're past. What you need to do is start walking in the ways of God today and let Him start bringing forth successes as you overcome and you do the Word in God. Watch God prospering your way. Praise God. Anger is another thing that will do much damage to your soul. This is why you've got to stay away from anger in your life. Let that anger go. In fact, watch that you don't enter into anger with other people. You know, the Bible says a soft answer turns away wrath in Proverbs 15:1, but grievous words stir up anger. Don't speak grievous words. You're going to stir up anger in people. An angry man will stir up strife, Proverbs 29:22. A furious man abounds in transgression. Proverbs 14:17 says, "The man who is soon angry dealeth foolishly." We don't want to deal foolishly in life. We want to be wise. And so we're going to let go of that anger. We're going to forgive the person for what they've done. And we're not going to respond with anger towards a person. Instead, we're going to respond with love. You know, if you continue with anger and you get that hatred, the Bible says in 1 John 3:15, "Whoever hates his brother is a murderer." You don't want to have that spirit in you. You can see what's going on in the world today. People get hatred, and that murder spirit comes into them and drives them to do the things that are going on in the schools. This is a work of the devil because of anger that is turning into hatred and bringing murder spirits in. You better deal with this in your life. God wants you to forgive every person. Get your eyes on the Lord. Walk in love at all times in your life. Another thing that damages your soul is disobedience. In Deuteronomy 28, the Bible talks about, "If you won't hearken to the voice of the Lord and observe to do all His commandments and statutes which I command thee, then the curses will come upon you." If you disobey, then curses will come upon you because you are giving place to the enemy. What's the answer? God says, be willing, be obedient, do what He tells you to do. As you obey, then you're going to eat the good of the land. Don't rebel. If you rebel, you refuse and rebel, you'll be devoured with a sword because the enemy will have place. You also got to watch that stubborn spirit. That stubbornness is doing a number in your soul. What's the answer? Be yielded unto the Lord. Psalm 78 talks about how, that in verse 8, that they were as their fathers, a stubborn, rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart right. Their spirit wasn't steadfast with God. Be steadfast with God. Set your heart right. Do not be stubborn. What's the opposite of that? What's the answer? Be yielded. Be teachable. Be submissive unto the Lord. Yield yourself to do the will of God in your life. Another thing that will bring a lot of damage to you in the soul realm is if you get into strife. The Bible talks about James 3:16, where envy and strife is, there's confusion in every evil work. Why, the devil can really work in those people that are full of strife. In fact, he says in 1 Corinthians 3:3 that you're carnal. He says, because there's envy and strife and division, you're carnal and you're walking as mere men. We're not supposed to walk as mere men. We're supposed to walk as God wants us to walk. We're to walk in the Spirit, praise God. If you love transgression, you love strife, the Bible says, it's an honor for a man to cease from strife. Proverbs 20, verse 3. If you're in a situation where you're in strife with someone, cease from it. You'll be honored before the Lord. Do not continue in it. You know, the Bible says, Proverbs 28, 25, he that's of a proud heart stirs up strife. You know, a lot of people, they get into strife so easily because they got pride. You need to put that pride spirit under, get that proud heart dealt with in your life. And do not be full of pride or angry, otherwise you'll get into strife. Angry man stirs up strife. God says, turn away from it. Another thing that damages your soul is unforgiveness. We're going to forgive. We're going to forgive every person that's wronged us. If you forgive men their trespasses, then your Father will forgive you. But if you don't forgive men their trespasses, then your Father will not be able to forgive you. Remember, the guy who wouldn't forgive from his heart was turned over to the tormentors. And that's exactly what's going to happen. What does God say? Forgive. And for let it go. Forgive the person of their sin. Keep your eyes upon what God is looking at. God sees the person. We want to learn to separate the sin from the person. Love the person. Hate the sin. Forgive the person for what they've done. Realize it's the devil working through them. In fact, if you see them from God's eyes, you'll see them with compassion and realize that they've been tormented by the devil. They've been a vessel for the devil to work through. Do not let yourself fall into the trap of unforgiveness, otherwise Satan will get advantage over you. Also, another thing that damages the soul is rejection. So many people have been rejected, and they get insecure, they feel inferior, they feel inadequate, they feel like nobody cares about me, nobody appreciates me, nobody loves me. They get a fear of rejection, or they start to reject themselves, and boy, that's going to bring a lot of damage. You need to get your eyes on the Lord. He accepts you. Maybe there have been people that have rejected you, but they've been a vessel of the devil. It's damaging you. It'll damage you in your attitude, in the way you relate to people, in the way you function. It'll cause an insecurity in you. Turn away from that. You are accepted in the Beloved. Ephesians 1, 7. Keep your eyes. You are right standing with Him. You're not inferior. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You're not inadequate. Keep your eyes upon the Lord and let yourself be filled up with the truth. There's many that will accept you. If a person rejects you, then look at and realize that the devil has worked in their life and have compassion towards them. Quit responding out of self. Instead, deny self and respond in the spots, these areas, in the area of the soul. Fill yourself up with the truth and do the word, and you will protect your soul. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received